B'siyata Dishmaya, we are in B'yandar Kecha on Shabbat Kodesh. We are in Kuf Kaf Gimel 123, Perek Hey, Mincha Shel Erev Shabbat. Guys, put your seatbelts on. Those of you who are taking notes, pay attention. This is going to be a very dark and deep and detailed chapter. Bezat Hashem. We're getting into Kavanot, we're getting into a whole bunch of different things. There is a chart that I'm going to have to translate for you guys. Bezat Hashem Yitbarach. I have a lot of time on the plane, so let's Hashem get it done. Like this.
What's it called?
Mincha shel Erev Shabbat. Mincha going into Shabbat. Tfilah zo hi ha-gvora biyoter biyamei achol. We are stepping into the loftiest tefillah of the weekday. All 6 days of the week, from Motzei Shabbat until Shabbat starts, the highest prayer you have is Mincha on Friday. B'tfilah Mincha shel Erev Shabbat Kodesh, אנו משלימים את עבודת כל תפילות השבוע. On this mincha, you're completing all of the work you did in all of the prayers of the whole entire week. מגיעים למקום גבוה ביותר בימות החול. We get to the loftiest place of the weekdays. עד שחזרת השעת של מנחה זו היא תכלית המדרגה של ימי החול. Until we get to a point that this חזרת השעת, the repetition of the chazan, of this mincha, is the end all be all, the purpose of all of the 6 days of the week. It's the highest place that you can get. Mimele muvan, then it's understood. Kama yesh lanu lashkia koach vezman betfilah zo. How much should we invest in mincha? How much should we, and I'm saying this to myself, I need to strengthen myself to show up on time, to show up Fridays. Bezat Hashem. Right? Asher ba nitkan kol ha-shavua. We are rectifying the whole entire week by way of our mincha ve'erev Shabbat. Big long footnote. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, the Helig of Baal Shem Tov, Tiken Lomar Mizmor Hodu, the Minag Sfard, we have this, they have this in Edot Mizrach, we don't have this, right? In Mincha Shel Erev Shabbat, in Mincha of Erev Shabbat, watch the cup, on the left side, watch the cup. In Mincha of Erev Shabbat, it's known that there's a big secret of ascension of all of the souls and all of the Nitzotzot, right? All of the souls ascend Erev Shabbat, all of the sparks ascend Erev Shabbat. The simple understanding of this is that a person admits to Hashem that everything that happened this week, thank you, right?
All of it?
Thank you. All the good, the bad, and the ugly, thank you. Why? Because Hashem only does for good. Hashem doesn't do anything
but
bad.
He knows when I'm insincere.
It doesn't matter. You have to admit. Again, hodu in Hebrew. Hebrew gratitude comes from the word of admission. I admit that you did this, and I'm thankful that you did it. I don't understand why it was good, but you did it, and it has to be good. And this is Mizmor 107, Kuf Zayin. Tehillim 107, the Baal Shem Tov instituted to say it before Mincha of Erev Shabbat. And this, we're talking about the good things that happen, and we have to recognize and know that these are things that are only coming from Hashem. And we also have to admit and say thank you and be grateful for the things that appeared to be bad. From a recognition in the oneness of Hashem, from a knowledge, a clear knowledge that everything is from Hashem and everything is completely good. Because right now, in this time, at the end of the 6 days of the week, and going into the light of Shabbat, we have to ascend ourselves more and more and more. And everything that happened to me with the whole entire 6 days of the week, and to recognize that everything that happened, Hashem was there. Hashem caused it to happen, and Hashem made it happen. And He is with us no matter what appears good, bad, or ugly. Chas v'shalom. And Hashem Yitbarach is just concealed inside what seems bad. And for sure He's there. And this is the work to contemplate on every single situation you went through in your week. Every time and every test you had, whether it was spiritual or it was physical, Hashem was with me. And by way of this, a person does tshuva on all of the fallings and all of the downfalls that he had, that he lacked emunah during his week, and he elevates everything to complete clear emunah. Hashem, you were there. Hashem, you're with me. But on a deeper sense, that was pshat. Right? On a deeper sense, in this Mizmor 107, the Baal Shem Tov explains that this whole entire Mizmor is speaking about holy sparks and Neshamot Kedoshim and holy souls that fell inside of the concealment of the Klipa of this world. You have to look it up afterwards, Psalm 107. Right? And right now, by way of the light of Shabbat, that there's a revelation of the true reality of Hashem, they are able to come out of their pit of captivity and are able to ascend into Kedusha. They were stuck in Klipa, meaning everything that appeared bad really was just a concealment of Hashem on the highest level. But now, by way of saying this Mizmor of 107, and to say thank you to Hashem that you were there no matter what, now they're able to come out of captivity, Bezrat Hashem, like our brothers being held no matter where they are, and Goyim the goyim's jails or in Hamas, right, to come out of the captivity and to ascend back into Kedusha, back into Eretz Yisrael. Right? They are hungry, they are thirsty, their souls will be concealed, right, to be wrapped around in garments that are not fitting, in concealments. Mirov kisui, from a, such a cover-up and a feeling of distance from the light of the Ein Sof. But right now, we're going to lead them on a proper straight path to go towards the settled city. They ascend and they are clarified, and they you merit to a complete wonderful tikkun. And then, right? I will admit to Hashem on His great kindness and His wonder, and all men will sing this. So too, all of the pesukim are talking about this. In a few different places, a few different ideas. Right? So this is a way to do tshuva. It goes on for a lot here, a lot more, but that's the idea in depth. Right? B'zat Hashem. And now, what does it mean that all the worlds are ascending? Chaim l'chaim. Don't forget the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said every 15 minutes you're learning Torah. You have to remember why you're learning Torah. Why are we learning Torah? We went through a chapter of learning Torah. Why do we learn Torah? There you go. So we have to remember we're now doing a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. We're doing the mitzvah of Dvekut B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're doing a mitzvah of Zikui Rabim. We're doing the mitzvah of Achila B'Kdusha. We're doing a mitzvah of Shidiyah B'Kdusha. Of coming together as Chevre. Right? Itasvut, Geula. We're bringing Geula by coming together to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Baruch Hashem. So now all of the worlds are ascending. Not only now in this mincha of Erev Shabbat, Nishlemet Avodat Yemei Chol, there's a completion of all of the work of the weekdays. Gam Be'et HaTfila Gedola V'Hanora Zo, when we come to do this immense, powerful prayer, Anu Matchilim Likanes LeKedushat Shabbat Mamash, we're beginning already to go into the sanctity of Shabbat from Mincha. Uba Matchil Einyan Atzum V'Nora V'Hanika Aliyat Olamot. There is this idea called Aliyat Olamot, the ascension of worlds. It starts then in Mincha. It starts already then. The worlds start to ascend towards Shabbat. V'Inyanohu, what is the idea? That all of the worlds, meaning Asiya, Briya, Yetzira, and Atzilut, and Ak, and everything starts to ascend in all of their levels. Asiya da'asiya, Briya da'asiya, there's many, many worlds within the worlds. They all start to elevate. מתחוממים ומתעלים להיות במקום גבוה יותר ואיכות גבוהה יותר. They all ascend to be on a higher level, a higher place, a higher level of quality. Because now in Shabbat there's a revelation of the true light of Hashem, but it's impossible that this light of Hashem should be revealed אם לא נצא תחילה מהקליפות, if we don't first leave the klipa. If we don't leave the concealment, how could we ever ascend? Everything that's covering up Hashem, that's hiding Hashem. Therefore, תחילה צריך שהעולם יתעלה ממקומו. First things first, the world has to ascend from its place. It has to detach itself from its low reality and at least make a difference between the 6 days and start to elevate. הסמוך לקליפות, this world is so close to the klipa, right? מלכות רגלי ירדה מוות, right? Their legs are close to death, meaning it's so close to the klipa, it's so close to darkness that we have to detach and we have to ascend a little bit. שבגלל שהוא סמוך אליהם, הם מצליחים להשפיע את שקריהם. Because this world is so close to the klipa and so close to darkness, the darkness is able to influence this world and to make it feel like full of vanity and falseness and cover-ups. רחמנא ליצלן. כאשר העולמות עולים, אנו עומדים רחוק מהקליפות שבשקריהם, אנו יכולים לזכות לקבל את האמת. When the world starts to ascend, and then we're distanced from the klipa, and from the vanity, and from the falseness of this world, then we're able to merit to receive this new level. Like the Arizal says, he says, Sod ma'alat ha-shabbat, ki ha-kedusha mitrachekat min ha-klipa richuk gamur, bli shum itkarvut klal. What is the secret of the ascension of Shabbat? Because the sanctity distanced itself from the klipa, richuk gamur, a complete distancing, without any closeness, without any proximity at all. V'chol aliyah azot hi bipnimiyut. All of this ascension is internally. It's all happening inside. V'zo ha'avodah nifla'a sheyesh lanu b'mincha zo. This is the amazing work that we have on this mincha. La'alot et ha'olamot, to ascend the world, bi'ikar et atzmenu, mainly ourselves, our world. Right? Like Judaism teaches us, a person is a whole entire universe. You're a whole entire world. ascend your world. Separate yourself from klipa. Mahalach v'amitziyu shel yamei achol. From the whole entire process and the reality of the 6 days of mundaneness, of the weekday. V'likanes la'mahalach shel Shabbat Kodesh. Go into a mindset of Shabbat. Already in Mincha. Leave the 6 days of the week. Go into Shabbat mode. That there's a complete, tangible revelation of Hashem Yitbarach. V'yesh bichlal avodah zot chazara b'tshuva. Included inside this work of the ascension of the world is to make tshuva, to return to Hashem. Chazara, to return. Teshuv, to return. To hey, to Hashem, right? Meaning, la'alot et kol ma shelo asinu kerawi. Ascend everything you didn't do properly, right? Tshuva means I distance myself from Hashem. I was doing the wrong thing, and now I'm coming back to the right thing. But I have to take all of those things that have seemed, appeared disconnected from Hashem, and I have to bring them back to their source. I didn't complete my work like I should have during the week. To ascend everything back to its source by way of a strong decision and complete tshuva. This is not some far out idea. This has to do with every single Jew. Everybody can do this. ויש בה גם עבודת תשובה על כל השבוע שעבר. There's תשובה for the whole entire week that passed. וגם הכנה לקבל את אור השבת. And there's also preparation to receive the light of Shabbat that's coming up. What's the first intention? Alright, note takers, take notes. מכוונים את זה בכמה מקומות בתפילה ונציין כמה מקומות בהם. We have this intention in a few different places in the תפילה.
Is this special in the Mincha or everything?
We're talking right now only about Mincha.
Mincha of Shabbat.
Nochad. You could say Mincha of every day, right? Because Arvitz is technically the day, the new day. So Mincha is the end of the day that was. Right? Right now we're specifically talking about Shabbat, but Mincha is Mincha. Mincha at the end of your day, elevate that everything to your day that didn't go right. Right? Efshar la'atik t'klal hazeh. First intention. In the beginning of the tefillah, when you say, Hashem Sfatai Tiftach. And this is the order. In the beginning, you have an intention to ascend the world of Asiya, the world of action. Hashem Sfatai Tiftach. Right? It's not Hashem, it's Adnut. Right? Adnut is the world of Asiya. The internal aspect here is, שצריך לכוון לתקן את כל מה שלא יתנהג על פי האמונה. You have to have intention to rectify and to fix every time that you didn't act according to Emunah. וכל מה שלא קיבל עול כראוי. Every time you didn't take upon yourself the yoke of Hashem properly. You were commanded to do this and not to do that. You did it, you did do that and you didn't do that. Right? Fix it. במשך השבוע ועכשיו יתוקן הכל ויעלה. Now everything is going to be rectified and everything's going to ascend. Meaning, שכל משהו שכח את המציאות השם ידברך במשך השבוע. Every time you forgot about the reality of Hashem during the week, and you acted in an improper manner, now everything will be rectified. And you have intention. There's brand new light coming down right now that it will influence me to be able to recognize Hashem in a stronger way. And by way of this light, I have the intention to decide to make tshuva. I am going to do tshuva. I'm going to return to Hashem. I'm going to go into a new wave of emunah. And I'm going to take upon myself all malchut shamayim be'emet, to take upon myself the yoke of the kingship of Hashem in truth. By way of this, you rectify your soul. Et ma shelo yikira kerawi b'Hashem yitbarach, by way of your soul not recognizing Hashem properly during the week. V'gam et kol chelkei ha'olam ha'asiya shelo asa kerawi. So to all of the world of asiya, which is usually implies actions and speech that you didn't do properly, right? Everything that wasn't according to the halacha. Right now you're elevating it. ועכשיו שכולם נתקנים, now that everything is rectified.
What is rectifying?
To find Hashem in that place. I believe, let's say for example, you have to wake up in the morning for Shacharit, and you thought the bed was sweeter than Shacharit. It was nicer to stay cuddled up in bed instead of getting up for Shacharit. So now you come to Friday and you say, Hashem, on Tuesday morning I didn't wake up for Shacharit. That was the wrong thing to do. I should have followed halacha and get out of my bed. I thought that the bed was more important or more nicer to be in than to be in my talit, my tefillin. Right now, I'm admitting that I didn't do that right, and I'm returning in tshuva, and I don't want to do that anymore. I want to, bizat Hashem, wake up, and I'm taking upon myself the avodah of shacharit. I'm not expecting to be perfect, but I recognize I made a mistake, and I'm returning to you, Hashem. right? In klal, there's a tshuva, there's regret, confession, and accepting upon yourself to do the right thing in the future, right? That's tshuva. Now everything is rectified. You have intention. Olim leolam gavoa yoter. They all, everything that's rectified in asiyah is ascending now to a higher level. Olam yetzira, which is the world of yetzira, that is the place that the light of Hashem is revealed on a higher level. L'shama adam yochol argish argashot shel el Hashem yitbarach. That is the world of emotions, love, awe, and dveikut. Right? Asiyah is actions. Yetzira is emotions, love, awe, and dveikut. Chesed, gvura, and tiferet. Those are the main emotions that you can have. And in time of ascending asiyah, it's good to think about the name that applies to this, which is Ben. Right? Yod, spelled out, Yud Vav Dalet, KK, Vav Vav KK, right? You think about that while ascending this world, and you have intention, and by way of this name, to take upon yourself all Malchut Shamayim in truth, and to live according to this Emunah with all of my actions, and by way of this, to rectify everything that wasn't proper, and by way of this, to complete all of my actions that were lacking Emunah, that were lacking consciousness of God, and also all of the parts of my soul, and all of the parts of the world that are dependent on that. And in all of those aspects, now there will be emunah, and there will be an exception of Hashem's kingship, truthfully. And by way of this, you complete everything. And now they are all fitting to ascend to this world of Yetzirah, once they've been injected with emunah. Huh?
How's that
Ben? Ben? Asiyah is Ben. The world of Asiyah is Ben. And then they ascend and they're included in the world of Yetzirah. And after that, when Yetzirah ascends, they will all be rectified. Then they go together, Asiyah inside Yetzirah, and then you rectify that level and they go up, right? Then you have intention to ascend Yetzirah. The inner aspect here is to have intention, to rectify any times you didn't serve Hashem with love, awe, and dveikut, ava, ira, v'dveikut, v'nitzachon, v'hoda'a, v'itkashut, also with netzachon and yesod, which is netzachon, perseverance, tenacity, victory, dominance, and oda'a, which is admission to the truth, and giving into the truth, and recognizing the inner aspect of it, and itkashut, which is connection to Hashem, throughout your whole entire week. Shachshav yitukan hakol v'yaleh. Now everything should be rectified and should all ascend. And you have intention that right now I'm doing tshuva. And I regret every time I served Hashem without my heart, without my emotions. When I did dry halacha, I put on the tefillin, but I didn't feel dveikut. Right? I didn't look at the girl, but I didn't think about Hashem. Right? Or I ate the food, but I didn't contemplate that Hashem is the light inside the food. I'm just trying to help you guys out here, you know. Yachlit shema achshav, and you make a decision that from now, I'm going into love, awe, and veikut with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A tikkun po'el, that this tikkun acts like tshuva, like every tshuva, in a way of lemafreya, retroactively. Right? This tshuva that you're doing, you're rectifying your whole entire 6 days that just were. Shadam omer, ani mevin shetaiti, I understand that I made a mistake, and at least now, I'm going to inject love and awe and veikut into what I did. I'm retroactively applying my heart to all of the actions that were lacking in my heart. And I am now elevating and ascending my soul and all of the souls that are dependent on me and all of the worlds of, and all of the parts of the world of Yetzirah, and I'm putting inside of them love and awe and dveikut. And by way of this, everything is rectified and completed, and now they're able to ascend to Bria. It's deep stuff. But this is tshuva with kavanot on Erev Shabbat, right? This is the ascension of the worlds. This is what it means, that the worlds are ascending. Bazehu ma'aleh et atzmo. By way of this, you're going to... Every world has its name, right?
What's its name?
We're going to get there soon, very soon. Bifratut michavnim kan la'alot et rucho v'nafsho. Specifically, you have now the intention to ascend your ruach and your nefesh. Ki ha'nefesh alta me'olam asiyah. Your nefesh was already elevated in Asiyah, right? The lowest part of your being was ascended in Asiyah. But now, Yetzirah is dealing with Ruach, with your emotions. So now you're ascending both of them. עכשיו היא מצטרפת עם הרוח אשר בעולם היצירה. They're joining together. Your nefesh was already elevated with your asiyah. But now they're together, two levels on the same level. Because you ascended into the world of Yetzira. So now you have to ascend both of them up. And now both of them are coming למדרגת הבריאה ששם הנשמה. They're both ascending to the world of Bria, that there is the place of the neshama. ואת כל חלקי העולם היצירה, all the parts of the world of Yetzira, that they are all of the actions that were done with my heart, that were done without my heart, יחד עם כל חלקי העולם העשייה שעלו קודם, together with all the parts of העשייה that ascended before, that they were also done without heart, and all of them are rectified, and all of them are ascending to the world of Bria. And the world of Bria is the makom, והמדרגה, the place and the level, makom as in, right, place is in quotation marks, because what is a place when we're talking about spiritual realms, right? But it's the place and the level that there the light of Hashem is on a higher level of revelation. The world of Bria, that the person is able to contemplate. Bria is the place of contemplation of the oneness of Hashem, and you start to go into tshuka, to a yearning, a very powerful yearning towards Hashem, and passion and excitement to serve Hashem with hard work, besimcha rabba, with a lot of happiness, with a lot of joy. And in the time of this ascension, of the world of Yetzira, together with the world of Asiya, it is good to think about the name Ma. Right? Yod, spelt out, Yud, Vav, Dalet, Kei, Aleph, Vav, Aleph, Vav, Kei, Aleph. Okay? And also Ben, that we mentioned again for Asiya, because you're ascending both of them, because there's also parts of Ben that are ascending together. Right? So you have Ma and Ben going together. And you think to rectify everything that wasn't done with love and with awe, and also to rectify everything that wasn't done with the proper exception of the yoke of Hashem, and what you did without proper emunah, and you're trying to rectify all of that, meaning all of the aspects of Asiya and all of the aspects of Yetzira that were already rectified. And then, now you have to add, to rectify your actions, these actions, that they weren't perfect, even now, ki af shenitkan ma shelo nasu be'emunah keroi, even though I already fixed what wasn't done with proper emunah, but it's still there was a lack of emotion there. There was a lack of awe, there was a lack of fear, there was a lack of dvekut. So too, this was on every level. We're ascending this all up. And then you intend to ascend to the world of Bria. The inner aspect here is to rectify everything that wasn't done with passion, that wasn't done with a yearning, with a desire to connect to Hashem, with a hard work. It was done with yeshut, with ego, with me, with I, with self. And you have intention that right now you're doing tshuva and you're regretting that you didn't recognize Hashem properly and you didn't contemplate His reality.
Still in Bria?
Now we're in Bria. We just started Bria. Right? That you didn't do things with passion, you didn't do things with excitement, you didn't contemplate about Hashem, you didn't meditate on Hashem, you didn't yearn towards Hashem, you weren't passionate, you weren't excited to serve Hashem properly. So too, everything that you served Hashem with yeshut, right? With ego, with pride, and you make a decision that right now I'm going into avodah properly from a place of yearning, from a place of excitement, from a place of nullifying myself. And by way of this, you ascend yourself and you take yourself and all of the worlds of Bria that weren't done properly with all of the parts of Yetzira and all of the parts of Asiya, right? Everything that wasn't done properly. And everything is rectified and ascending to Asilut, which is the place of the higher level, that there's a higher level of Hashem. It's complete revelation, very, very clear. A complete, clear recognition that Hashem is one. Hashem is just one. He's unified in every place. V'she'en od milvado klal, there's nothing besides Hashem at all. And this brings a person to a higher level of bitul. Afterwards, you have intention to ascend everything that you defiled in the world of Atzilut. The inner aspect is that you have to intend to fix everything that you didn't nullify yourself improperly. B'chol ma'asav al-gashatav ha-machshavatav, in all of your actions, thoughts, and emotions. And you have intention right now that you're doing tshuva and you're taking upon yourself to nullify yourself properly to Hashem Yitbarach. And by way of this, you are fixing all of the worlds of Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama, and all of the different worlds of Asiya, Yetzira, and Bria. By way of, right now, going into a recognition of Hashem properly, going into full bitu, making full tshuva from the fact that you went distance yourself from the truth. And by way of this, everything is rectified. And then everything is completed and ascending to the world of Keter, the world of Adam Kadmon, the world of Ak. a place of completion, of complete bitul to Hashem Yitbarach. And in the time of thinking about this, you should think about the word, the names that have to do with this, which is Sag, Yud, Vav, Dalid, He with a Yud, Vav, Aleph, and Vav, and a He with a Yud. It's what's called Sag 63. Vegami Chaven, Ma, Ben, also have intention Ma, and also have intention Ben, and you have intention to rectify and to ascend your neshama with your nefesh and with your ruach, that they ascended from bria, and everything is rectified, and everything is now going to the level of atzilut. After that, you have intention. That you're taking upon yourself to nullify properly to Hashem. And by way of this, you're fixing yourself and all of your actions and all of the parts of your nefesh, ruach, and neshama, and all of the world, meaning by way of right now going into proper recognition of Hashem and going to full bitul and to making full tshuva from the fact that you went away from the truth, you're rectifying everything. And this is v'shama kol nitkan. In the world of Keter, everything is rectified. In the world of Ak, everything is rectified. Because on the level of Keter, it's a level that's called bitul be'etzem, nullification at the core, at the essence. There a person knows that you're nothing. You're just a vessel to reveal Hashem in the world. All of your emotions, all of your actions, everything that you feel, you are doing from a place of complete recognition in the oneness of Hashem, asher en od milvado, that there is nothing besides Hashem Yitbarach at all. And you have intention, all of this, when? Before tefillat mincha. Before you start mincha. You ascend all of these worlds. Then you come to pray on a whole new level. You're in the world of Keter already. You're already holding by Suda Shlishit, and Shabbat hasn't even started. Mitoch bitul muchlat, from a place of complete nullification.
So how many intentions are that? How many intentions before nullification?
There's four.
Four intentions.
No. Asiyah, Yetzirah, ascend from Asiyah, fix my actions, to fix my emotions, to fix my thoughts and my passion, to fix my nullification of myself, to recognize this allership. By way of this, we rectify all of the thoughts of the whole entire, every action of the whole entire world, and all of the prayers.
As soon as you say Hashem,
before you even do that. At that point, or at the point of you do this. Again, you have to learn this a bunch of times. Thank God it's recorded. Go through this again and again and again. And then it becomes, you can't do kavanot if you're not holding there. Mm-hmm. If you try to pull out this card at the time, that's not how you do kavanot. Kavanot are not done on the spot without knowing them. Like speaking a language, right? If you move to Germany, you don't pull out the book and try to have a full conversation, right? You have to practice. You have to know a little bit the language before you start to get engaged in the world, right?
What's behind it? It's not the words, it's what's behind it.
Of course, but if you don't even know the words, then you don't know what's behind it. Kal v'chomer, right? If you don't know the Torah, how do you know to actually feel it, right? You have to be well-versed in this. So you have to review this, you have to go over it. Don't even try to do this on this Friday. No. Read this for a few times, go over this again and again and again. Baruch Hashem, I've been through this book a few times, and I haven't even attempted to do this once. Because I'm not there. You have to be real with yourself, right? We're learning right now because we're learning Torah.
Get a sense of feeling now.
It's a big makif. There's going to be take time before it becomes opening. There's a big light that comes out on a person to feel the recognition of Hashem completely. That was the first intention.
Didn't the place to think about it by the Tehillim thing?
What Tehillim thing? No, that's a different thing. That's Mizmor, that's his own avoda. This was. It's a different thing. He has.
You go up and then you go down after. Once you do Amidah, that's the only time that you're not.
The second intention is goes to four parts. The second intention has four parts to it. Okay. This is the four times that we bow down and straighten up during the prayers. Right now we're already in the Amidah. And the way is like this. When you have intention that the light is coming down from up above, down upon you, and by way of its power, you're able to ascend all of the parts of your soul and all of the lower worlds, right? The first time is when you bow down and you straighten up in Birkat Avot, right? Baruch Atah Hashem. You start the Elokei Avraham, Yitzhak, V'Yaakov. That first bow down and straightening up, you have intention. When you're going down, the light is coming down upon me. to illuminate my neshama. And there you have the intention of the name Av, right? Yod, Vav, Dalet, and then Yud. Every letter is spelled with a Yud. Hey Yud, Vav, Yud, Vav, Hey Yud, right?
So you're going top down.
You start top down, right? And then you have intention when you're coming up straight, right? You go down, all of the godly light is coming down me, and I have intention Av, right? 72. And then when you come back up, that by way of this light, you're ascending all of the world of Atzilut to the place of Keter, which is called Ak. You're taking Atzilut and you're putting it in Keter, in Ak, Adam Kadmon. And you're giving power to Bria to ascend to Atzilut. So you're ascending Atzilut to Ak and Bria to Atzilut. When you get to the second bending down, which is the end of Birkat Avot, right? Magen Avraham, right? When you get to Magen Avraham, you have intention that right now when I'm bowing down, the light is coming down from up above to help me. And that is the name Sag, right? 63, which is Yud, Vav, Dalet, Hey, and then Hey, Yud, Vav, Aleph, Yud, Vav, Aleph, Vav, and a Hey and a Yud, right? And when I come back up straight, I'm ascending Bria to the world of Atzilut, and I'm giving power to Yetzirah to ascend into Bria. It hasn't ascended yet. I'm just sending the power and the ability for it to do that yet. I'm taking Bria up to Atzilut, and I'm sending energy down to Yetzirah to ascend to Bria. And now when I come to the third one, which is, where is the third time we bow?
Modim,
right? You have intention that you're going down, and the light and the ability is coming upon you, and there is the light of Ma, right? Yod, Vav, Dalet, Hey, Aleph, Vav, Aleph, Vav, Hey, and in the letter Aleph. And when you come back up, you're ascending the world of Yetzirah, and you're giving power to Asiyah to ascend, right? Where is the last one? The end of Modim, right? Tov Leodot Leshimcha, right? There you're going down, and you're getting power from Ben, right? Double every letter. Yod, Vav, Dalet, Hey, Hey, Vav and the letter Vav, and the letter Hey and the letter Hey. And when you come back up, you're ascending Asiyah. And there's nothing else to ascend, right? The intention of this here, the inner intention is, Mahi ha-mashma'ut shel aliyato shel kol olam. What is the message? What is the essence of the ascension of each of these worlds? It's by way of the letter, the levels that we just explained before, right? Emotions, for Yetzirah, actions for and Ol Malchut Shamayim and Emunah for Asiyah, passion and contemplation and yearning and hard work and for Bria, and nullification, all that, right? So on and so forth. For example, when you ascend Atzilut, you have intention that you want to get to a high level of Bitul. The great light is coming down and to nullify myself and my core. And Mashayyab and Madhagat Ishagud, and what was in the level of Ishtokikut, of yearning, to elevate that to Bitul, to nullify myself. We're not even yearning, I'm just included in the light. That's the second intention, right? And when does it happen? Every time you bow down and straighten up, which is four times doing the Amidah. Third place of having, third type of intention, you have it like this. It's when you do the signing off of the bracha, Amevarech et Amo Yisrael b'Shalom, who blesses his nation of Israel with peace. The end of the Amira, when you say Havaya, when you say Yudke Vavke, which is Yudke Vavke, there is Yesod, right? With Shuruk, you have that the last Hey of Yudke Vavke, of Shalom, of the blessing of peace, the last Hey of the Yudke Vavke is in the world of Asiya. It's a deep kavanot. There you have that last Hey is in the world of Asiya, and you have intention on Ben, and you have intention that you're going from there and being included inside Yetzirah. So too on every single thing you go up on the ladder. You have intention to connect and to include your soul and all of the parts, your nefesh and all of the parts of Asiya, with the world of Yetzirah. Meaning, you have intention that all of your actions that you did in the world, ve'lo na'asu mitoch ahava v'ira, all of my actions that weren't done from a place of emotion, of love and awe, now I'm regretting that I didn't do it properly, and I'm having intention to inject the love and the awe and the dveikut into my actions, as if they came out of a place of love and awe and attachment. And so too, all of the worlds of Asiyah, that the whole entire world, I didn't reveal by way of my actions the light of Yetzirah, the light of love and awe and attachment to Hashem. Right now, I'm putting them inside of there, that there should be a light of Yetzirah, of emotion inside my actions, which is a higher recognition of godliness, until I feel emotions towards Hashem. Because for sure, I always have to have the level of Asiyah, I always have to do the actions, but it has to come with the level that's above that, which is emotion. To just do a dry action, it's not the goal, right? There has to be with some kind of passion, some kind of emotion. I have to take upon the mitzvahs from a place of love, awe, and attachment to Hashem. And after that, you have in the letter Vav of Yudke Vavke, right? From the back, we do it from Hey, right? Asiyah into Yetzirah. I inject emotion into my actions. Then we go to Vav. The Vav is the world of Yetzirah, and there you have to include yourself from Yetzirah, Imasiyah Shenichal Bamakodim, with all the actions that we already included in. We're ascending worlds, right? So we took Asiyah, we put it in Yetzirah. Now we're in the world of Yetzirah, and we have to bring it to Bria, meaning to have intention that the work that was with awe and love and attachment, with Kabbalat Ol, with taking upon myself the Torah, that already is included there, they weren't from a place of proper emotions. They should have came from a place of yearning and bitula yesh, nullification of self. That's the world of Bria, right? But they weren't done that proper. So now I'm injecting it. And afterwards, I go into the letter of Hey, the first Hey of the Nimikli Pavke, which is Bria, right? And you take everything and you include it inside Bria, with the Yetzirah, with the Asiyah, and you go into Atzilut, meaning that the work of Bitul Ayesh, the nullification of myself, and the passion and the yearning and everything that comes with the love and the awe and the attachment, and with the exception of the whole entire Torah that is already included there, they should be from a place of complete Bitul on the level of Atzilut. And after that, you go into the letter Yud of Havaya, and you have the intention there inside the world of Atzilut, and you have intention to include everything into the level of Ak, into the level of Keter, the tip of the Yud, right? Which is complete Bitul, complete nullification, and re-including myself inside the light of Hashem. There is no human being. It was all just Hashem. Then there is a light that comes from up above, a great light, which is an additional level of all of the Narnachi. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida, all of it comes down. And now you have intention and you try to feel that you are receiving and feeling a brand new, loftier light of Bitul. And you have intention, the name Av, 72, right? And after that, you have intentions from within this Bitul that I merit to receive right now. Ishtokikut merumemet yoter. I yearn more, I want more, I long for more, which is Sag. And from this, you merit to love and awe and veikut on a higher level, a more intentional level, which is ma. And from that, you merit to emunah and to take upon yourself the Torah and the mitzvot on a higher level, meaning that there is more recognition of Hashem, which is ben. So you go up, and then you bring it all back down, right? Tov, last little, I'm not going to do the footnotes here. There's a lot of footnotes, but we're not even going to do that, even though we really, really, really should to understand it. But we're just going to go. What's the difference between all of these kavanot? Right? What is the, we just gave four different kavanot, three different kavanot. What's the difference? Right now that we have elevated everything to a place of shlemut, to a place of perfection according to the level that I'm on right now. Everything that wasn't done properly during the whole entire week, and all of the parts of my soul and all of the parts of the world that didn't get to the proper revelation of Hashem that they should have done, and I wasn't able to get to the proper fitting recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now everything is perfect. Everything has been rectified. Not only that, we got in another level. We got to a higher level. We got more light that we took everything that fell and we took it back to its source. That gave us a bonus. For a summary, the intentions that we have before the tefillah, we rectified all of our actions and the nefesh and all of the worlds that weren't done properly, that weren't the actions that weren't carried out properly, and that we needed to do them, but it wasn't done right. And we regret them, part of tshuva, regret. And we did tshuva in a place, in a way that everything, in a fashion that everything is rectified. And now we also ascended everything to the level that was above it. And nosaf behem kol ma shehaya chaser behem, everything that was lacking inside of those actions, emotions and everything, was rectified and added back into it retroactively. But Everything was done in an external aspect, meaning with a decision and an acceptance for the future. Right? I regret what I did, and I'm going to do better in the future. But this still wasn't acquired. It's still not part of us. It wasn't a kinyan of a emotion, of an intellect. It was like, I did something wrong, and this is the process that I have to go to fix it. Right? Chitzoniut. Even though it's a very spiritual thing, it's still external compared to the level above.
It wasn't like imbibed.
Nachon.
Something like this.
In the second intention, it was done again, but this time, not in a place of a decision from down below, rather in an illumination from up above, in a way that the light is coming down on my emotions internally. And by way of that, now I want to do the right thing. But it's still not my nature. It's not the simple reality that I'm used to. I felt it a beautiful emotion that makes me, I want to do better, right? Not from a dry decision, I need to do better. No, I feel I want to do better. And I understand it, and I agree to it. But it's not nature. It's not me. The third level is that now it's doing again, from down up. A person is working to ascend upon the ladder. But now it's rooted inside of me, internally, in the deepest part of me, in a fashion that a person transforms completely. The person has transformed. The person is different. Now this is how I think. This is what I want. I don't have to force myself to do this. This ascension is coming from such a light, from such an influence, from such an abundance that is coming down upon me. And now, right now, I'm being included inside higher levels of avoda that are above me, and everything is fixed in a proper fashion. That not only right now I'm taking upon myself the Torah and the mitzvot, but I have love and awe and dveikut to Hashem, and I have contemplation in all the levels. Right? Right now, ke'ilu ma'asin naaseh mitocham. Right now, everything that was, all my actions are done as if they're from this place of tikkun. That a place of kabbalat ol naaset mitoch bitul. I take upon myself the mitzvah from a place of nullification. Because the bitul gives birth to ishtokikut, to passion, to yearning, which gives birth to love and awe and attachment, which gives birth to proper actions. U'mi'aseh kazeh hu ashalem. An action like that is a complete action. Right? And whoever feels that they're confused, all of us, right? Because of the fine lines between all of these different levels and intentions, don't have despair. Just do ikayim be'atzmo, do whatever you can, which is tafasta mu'at, tafasta. If you can apply a little bit of what we just said today, you grabbed it. Right? That's what you have to do. Grab onto a little bit. V'itposet ikar dvarim. You have to grab the main aspect. What is the main aspect? Bichol gimel pa'amim yichaven, and all three times, meaning Hashem sfatai tiftach, when you bow down and you straighten yourself up, and when you get to yud kei vav kei of shalom, those are the three times you have the kavanah. This is it. This is what you have to do, right? This is the whole entire class for now. Our level, all of us can do this. Okay, lekabel ba'olam asiya et kol hakoach lekabelat ol be'emet. In the world of asiya, I am receiving upon myself the ability to take the Torah upon myself in truth. There's commandments I have to follow, there's Allah I have to follow, I really want to do it. And I want to take those actions and I want to ascend them to be injected with emotion. In the world of Yetzirah, I want to receive love, awe, and dveikut in truth. And I want to take that to Bria, where I want to nullify my ego, and I want to do it with a passion and a yearning and with simcha. And in the world of Bria, I want to take upon myself the ability to contemplate and to yearn and to nullify my ego, and I want to take that to Atzilut. And in the world of Atzilut, I want to intend to receive the ability to nullify myself completely to Hashem from a complete recognition of the oneness of Hashem and the reality of Hashem, that there's nothing beside Him, enod min vado. And I want to ascend that to Ak, to Adam Kadmon, to Keter, that there I have intention to receive upon myself the ability to nullify myself at my core, at my deepest part of my being, to nullify myself and to feel she'en li metziut, I have no reality at all. Ela kol kuli rak li le'or Hashem tibach. My whole entire essence is just a vessel to reveal godly light in this world. V'tachlit kol ha'aliyot elu. What's the purpose of all of this ascensions? La'ashlim et avodat kol yemei ha'shavua, to complete all of the work of the 6 days that I just went through. This is the preparation and the making of the vessel that I need in order to receive the light that I'm going to receive on Shabbat once it starts. Right? Last little two paragraphs here. Loli Shaber, don't break yourself. Very, very important rule, especially after everything we just learned. It's hard, we've been pushing very hard, Baruch Hashem. Sometimes a person has a test. Sometimes you're going through hardships. Sometimes a person is not able to have kavanah. He's not able to feel. And you have to be very careful to not break yourself down and to not get sad. Remember that right now Hashem is doing everything. He is the only one that's doing anything. This was the falling of Adam. This was the first part of the first sin. Since he wasn't successful, he fell into depression, and that depression is rooted in ego and in the thought that the person is, he thinks that he's the one that's doing it, he's the one, and he forgot Hashem, he forgot that everything's from Hashem. And even more so, specifically when you're not successful, you have to go into the recognition of being grateful to everything that happens to you, and to drill inside your heart that everything is for good, everything is just, seems hard. Right? Even if it just seems hard, it's all from Hashem and it's all for the good. And this is the true success that is hidden here. To be successful, to cling on to Hashem, to stay true to Hashem with emunah and with simcha from a place of recognition and the oneness of Hashem, even when it's hidden, even when it's not felt. Kach shaim adam magish chulsha, you feel weak, you feel like there's a concealment in this time, you have to go into the work. Befoal, bechoach, bechol hakoach, you have to go as hard as you can to pray with passion, external passion, clap your hands, scream, talk louder, put in the work, shakel, and arouse yourself to simcha, amazing, powerful simcha that comes out of a place of clear emunah. And this is the biggest success that you can have in your life, that from within the hardship, you're going to hold on to your emunah, you're going to hold on to your simcha without looking at the success, even the spiritual successes. And by way of this, you ascend from level to level and go deeper and deeper. Every single, kol ma shemanyen oto, ze rak Hashem yitbarach etzmo. The only thing that you care about, the only thing that you're interested in is Hashem Himself. And strengthen yourself in this recognition. This is the big, powerful light of the Holy Shabbat. This is it. Mizrat Hashem, we have a chart here that we're going to be translating and getting out to help us with this. Mizrat Hashem, Yitbarach.